Nancy Pelosi proposes 1,400-page coronavirus bill stuffed with special interest goodies. By Charlie Spiering on March 23, 2020. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi debuted a 1,120-page coronavirus rescue bill after Democrats tanked the Senate proposal on Sunday night. The bill includes a wish list of Democrats' pet issues, including increased fuel emission standards for airlines receiving funds and carbon offsets, 1, in general. Not later than 90 days after the enactment of this act, the administrator of the Federal Aviation Administration shall require each air carrier receiving assistance under Section 101 to fully offset the annual carbon emissions of such air carriers for domestic flights beginning in 2025. 1, in general. The administrator of the Federal Aviation Administration shall require each air carrier receiving assistance under Section 101 to a. make and achieve a binding commitment to reduce the greenhouse gas emissions attributable to the domestic flights of such air carrier in every calendar year, beginning with 2021, on a path consistent with a 25% reduction in the aviation sector's emissions from 2005 levels by 2035. And a 50% reduction in the sector's emissions from 2005 levels by 2050, applying the standards, recommended practices, and guidance agreed to by the United States pursuant to the European Union Emissions Trading Scheme Prohibition Act of 2011. Payment for up to $10,000 in student loans. 1. Minimum student loan relief as a result of the COVID-19 national emergency. Not later than 270 days after the last day of the COVID-19 emergency period, the secretaries concerned shall jointly carry out a program under which a qualified borrower, with respect to the covered loans and private education of loans of such qualified borrower, shall receive in accordance with paragraph 3, an amount equal to the lesser of the following. A. The total amount of each covered loan and each private education loan of the borrower, or B. $10,000. Same-day voter registration, early voting, voting by mail, ballot harvesting. The bill includes several provisions on voting laws and regulations, as Democrats argue that the crisis should force the government to revisit voting regulations to make it easier to vote, allowing same-day voter registration and voting by mail, and mailing out ballots to absentee voters. Other voting fraud watchdogs raised flags about ballot harvesting and grants for conducting risk-limiting audits of election results same-day registration. SEC 325. Same-day registration. A. In general. 1. Registration. Each state shall permit any eligible individual on the day of the federal election and on any day when voting, including early voting, is permitted for a federal election. A. To register to vote in such election at the polling place using a form that meets the requirements under Section 9B of the National Voter Registration Act of 1993, or, if the individual is already registered to vote, to revise any of the individual's voter registration information, and B. To cast a vote in such election. Online voter registration. A. Requiring availability of internet for voter registration. 1. Requiring availability of internet for registration. The National Voter Registration Act of 1993, 52 U. South Carolina, 20501 et sec., is amended by inserting after Section 6 the following new section. Ballot harvesting. 2. Permitting voters to designate other person to return ballot. The state, A. shall permit a voter to designate any person to return a voted and sealed absentee ballot to the post office, a ballot drop-off location, tribally designated building, or election office so long as the person designated to return the ballot does not receive any form of compensation based on the number of ballots that the person has returned and no individual, group, or organization provides compensation on this basis, and B. may not put any limit on how many voted and sealed absentee ballots any designated person can return to the post office, a ballot drop-off location, tribally designated building, or election office. Automatic mailing of absentee ballots. A. Automatic mailing of absentee ballots to all voters. If the area in which an election is held is in an area in which an emergency or disaster which is described in subparagraph A, or B, of Section 1135 G. 1, of the Social Security Act, 42 U.S.C. 1320b5g. 1, is declared during the period described in subparagraph. Grants for risk-limiting audits. Part 8, grants for conducting risk-limiting audits of results of elections SEC. 298. Grants for conducting risk-limiting audits of results of elections. A. Availability of grants. The Commission shall make a grant to each eligible state to conduct risk-limiting audits as described in subsection. B. With respect to the regularly scheduled general elections for federal office held in November 2020 and each succeeding election for federal office. Preserving collective bargaining powers for unions. Several provisions in the bill include carve-outs for big labor, including labor protections, collective bargaining, and organizing, as well as overturning President Trump's executive orders regarding federal employee unions. The expansion of wind and solar tax credits. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and other lawmakers specifically called out Democrats for trying to negotiate the expansion of wind and solar tax credits in the bill. Requirements for federal and corporate gender and racial diversity data. The bill demands that corporate recipients of financial assistance are required to report racial and gender data regarding salaries, number of employees, supplier diversity, and membership on corporate boards. It also requires federal agencies to use businesses and financial institutions owned by minorities or women. Post office bailout. United States Postal Service payment to Postal Service Fund. For payment to the Postal Service Fund, for revenue foregone due to the coronavirus pandemic, $20 billion, to remain available until September 30, 2022. Provided that such amount is designated by the Congress as being for an emergency requirement pursuant to Section 251B, 2AI, of the Balanced Budget and Emergency Deficit Control Act of 1985. Automatic extension of non-immigrant visas. Representative Paul Gosar flagged a provision regarding the automatic extension of non-immigrant visas. C. Notwithstanding any other provision of law, with respect to any alien whose non-immigrant status under Section 244 of the Immigration and Nationality Act, 8 U.S.C. 1254a, or employment authorization has expired within the 30 days preceding the date of the enactment of this Act, or will expire not later than 1 year after such date, the Secretary of Homeland Security shall automatically extend such status or work authorization for the same time period as the alien's prior status or work authorization. Restricting colleges from providing information about citizenship status. 1. Information. Only information requested on the official 2020 decennial census of population form may be provided to the Bureau of the Census pursuant to this section. No institution of higher education may provide any information to the Bureau on the immigration or citizenship status of any individual. Money for Planned Parenthood. The Hill reported that Democrats want the bill to prop up Planned Parenthood. Just another reason why bipartisan efforts have failed to reach a consensus. Read the legislation below. Full text, Nancy Pelosi Corps. By Charlie S. Bearing on Scribd. After the proposed bill was circulated on Capitol Hill, a Democrat aide said the current Pelosi bill was now up to 1,400 pages.